to already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
In previous broadcasts, I've told you that some people have developed plans to open the borders wide between Canada, the United States, and Mexico, and integrate us into a North American Union like the European Union. I'll admit that idea sounds pretty far-fetched. Most people know that Canada and Mexico are very different from the United States in form of government, language, culture, and customs. Canada is a completely socialist country with socialized medicine and legalized same-sex marriage. Canada has a terrible language problem that has caused all kinds of difficulties and attempts at creating a separate nation for those who speak French. Mexico's economy runs on bribery rather than private property and respect for contracts. Mexico's chief business is illegal drugs. A handful of billionaires are at the top of the economic pile in Mexico, and the rest of the country is kept in abject poverty. Nevertheless, we keep hearing that powerful people would like for the United States to combine our economy with Canada and Mexico, give us one border around all three countries, allow the free movement of goods, services, and people, and even give us a common currency, which has already been named the Amero. This follows the European model of progressing through a common market, then the European Union, and finally adopting a common currency called the euro. Apparently, this plan is well known in other countries. In a TV interview on CNBC, a vice president for a prominent London investment firm named Steve Priebus talked bluntly about the Amero as the proposed new currency for the North American community, which is being developed right now between Canada, the U.S., and Mexico. This news is downright shocking. Ask your members of Congress to call an immediate congressional investigation to find out what's going on. It sounds to me like we need a new congressional committee on un-American activities.
You've been listening to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum. If the crisis of illegal immigration has you concerned, write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for our immigration information packet. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who says he's objective, he objects to everything, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view, and as I've mentioned several times this past week, today is the day that I am celebrating my 75th birthday.
You know, that brings up something.
I'm not celebrating, but go ahead.
That brings up something, Derry. It brings up just really the fact that a lot of people love you, and even some of the people you work with love you.
Really?
Yes. And
can you name? Can you give me names and addresses and phone numbers?
I can give you the name of one. Her name is Beth, and she wanted to sing happy birthday to you, but since she's upstairs answering your phones, we have her recorded here to sing happy birthday to you.
Really?
Yes, sir. Please listen.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Derry. Happy birthday to you. How old are you? How old are you? How old, dear Derry? Happy, happy birthday to Derry, he's our friend. Happy, happy birthday, and let the fun begin. Pizza in Buckley's room, cake and ice cream too. Oh, Derry has a birthday, and we all wanted food.
Happy birthday, Derry!
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And I appreciate Beth. You know, she
sings pretty.
She does. She does it kind of semi-professional. I always say, you know, she only sings at weddings and funerals, though.
And today.
But I said, and you know, she always sings those sad songs because it's at a wedding or a funeral. And I said, I can't tell the difference much between weddings and funerals. They're so much alike, you know, have flowers and people cry and all that stuff. But anyway, today it was 75 years ago, and one of my sons sent me, and just to show you how my kids are, Saturday, December the 24th, 1932. Fiddle. He didn't even have the right month. Did have the right year. But on this date, British Broadcasting Corporation began transmitting overseas. Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, this is 1932 now, Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, they first movie together, and it was called Flying Down to Rio. And yes, kids, we did have airplanes back in 1932. Anyway, Chinese checkers were first invented. And Mickey Mouse dolls first came out on the market. And this place has gotten more Mickey Mouse ever since. Anyhow, in 1932, and I don't know where they got these figures, because I don't agree with some of them. Bread was 7 cents a loaf. I'll go along with that. Milk was 43 cents a gallon, and eggs were 51 cents a dozen. Now, it's hard for me to believe that eggs actually brought 51 cents a dozen in 1932. See, the crash of 29 was followed by many years of depression. Really, we didn't start getting out of the depression until World War II, even with Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal. You know, it helped, but those people were just making like 35 cents an hour or something. So I just can't believe eggs were 51 cents a dozen. It could be because this was for December and January is normally when your chickens quit laying. And this was before we had electricity on most farms. Most farms did not have electricity in 1932. So perhaps eggs were that high. I won't argue that. A car was $540. That is probably very, very true. Gasoline was 18 cents a gallon. You could mail a letter for 3 cents. The average income was $1,431 a year, and the Dow Jones average was at 60. I put a pencil to that average income. Now, I don't know how they average the income, but workers, you know what I'm talking about. Blue-collar workers did not make anything close to $1,431 a year. That would be at least $5 a day. And I can remember in the 30s, after I got big enough to know what was going on, people just didn't make $5 a day. But anyway, then the figure that I disagree with is a house, and it has here on this information, the average house cost $6,515. That is absolutely not right. I mean, no way. I'd say they knocked off a couple of zeros. Because $6,000, if you had $6,000 in 1932, you were considered a very wealthy person. In 1932, I'd say you could buy a house for $1,500, $2,000. Now, they didn't build the houses then like they do today. By build, I mean they didn't build these 5,000, 6,000 square foot homes, swimming pools in the backyard and all that. They were much more moderate kind of homes. But still, I have a good friend that came home from World War II and built a house for $2,500, and that would have been in 1948. So you're 46 or 7 along in there sometime. So I think that figure's way, way off. Anyway, so much for that. Beth, I appreciate your singing to me. sometimes she sings to me, and sometimes she complains about me and fusses at me. She is a princess. I know that because G.B. Oliver said so ever since he became what was the noise there, Jeff?
That's what we call music in the background.
Oh, that was music in the background. Well, ever since G.B. Oliver became her agent, she has reached another status in our organization. When we come back, the agricultural survey, is it a census? Is it a census or is it for the National Animal Identification System? Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number, 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
And we have returned. Now, back to this census and this agricultural survey. I'm going to start out by using an email that I received. I read this the other day, and I'm going to do it again, then I have another one, and then we'll get into what this ag survey really is. Hi, Derry. Got this so-called ag survey from NASS, that's the National Agricultural Statistics Service, asking questions about animals, chickens, growing fruit and vegetables, owner rent land, even bees. I don't think it's anybody's business, but on the front of the envelope in bold print is, your response is required by law. I guess my question to you is, Darius, if I throw this in the trash, will I go to jail? Then it says, the strange part is, I do most of the things they're asking about, but I don't own or rent anything. My fiancé owns the land, and everything's in his name, so why didn't the survey come to him? And we'll get into that later, because that's important. So after listening to you for so long, I gotta wonder, is this information on this survey going to NAIS, or am I being paranoid? NAIS, of course, being the National Animal ID Plan. Okay, well, and I mentioned last time we talked about this, no, you're not being paranoid. Okay, let's go to another email I received. I'm a college student in South Dakota, and I run a few head of cattle on my grandfather's ranch. I received a survey from the NASS last month. The letter says Title VII U.S. Code requires me to respond to this. I read the whole Title VII. The law only requires operators to give the statistics on peanuts, cotton, and tobacco. The letter, however, does not specifically ask about peanuts, cotton, or tobacco. I believe you are correct in tying this to the NAIS. Okay, now I have here a, I'd call it a white paper more than anything. It's written by Mary Zanoni, and she calls it the 2006 Agricultural Identification Survey, an NASS-NAIS identity. I do not have time, I mean, on this show to read the entire thing. I've gone through and marked up the important parts, and it's going to take quite a little while to get through this. Is there a minute left on that clock, Jeff? Zachary, 1 minute. Okay, So when we come back, I'm going to talk about what she says here, because she's done a lot of research. She's made many phone calls. She has checked with some of the top bureaucrats that are supposed to know about all this. She talks about whether or not it is required by law, who is required to fill it out, and it's going to be an interesting bit of information. So when we come back, we're going to go into this. Hopefully I can get through it in the next session without being interrupted by another commercial. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Many of us have unhealthy habits that we've accumulated over the years. Often our bodies are crying out for the nutritional building blocks we require to stay young and strong, but we simply ignore the signs. EnerHealth Botanicals, home of EnerFood, the revolutionary energy drink, and NutriCafe, the healthier coffee, offers natural and organic whole food supplements that are keys to optimum health. Our EnerFood formula delivers increased energy, incredible nutrition, and consistent use will support your immune system, greatly benefiting your health. EnerHealth uses as many organic, wild-crafted whole foods and herbs as possible. Wholesome nutrition and a healthy immune system make a huge difference in your lifestyle. Heal yourself through whole foods and herbal nutrition. Visit EnerHealth at EnerFood.com. That's EnerFood.com. Or call 866-762-9238. EnerHealth is your one-stop source for energy, nutrition, and health. Look for daily specials.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county.
Hey, Derry.
Hello.
It's your birthday. So I'm just going to let a caller squeeze in here just to wish you a happy birthday. I know you got things you want to talk about, but Trigger, you're on the air.
Thanks, Jim. Happy birthday, Derry.
Happy birthday. Hey, thank you very much, Trigger.
You remember me from over Callaway County? Rooster Fighter?
Oh, I was going to say, you're the chicken man.
You got him, buddy. I won't keep you. I just want to call and tell you happy birthday and let you know how much you help all of us people that don't have access to a lot of the information you get.
Okay, thanks a million. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Now, May I move forward now, Jeff?
Yes, you may.
It's okay. All right. I'm going back to Mary Zanoni's paper that she has written concerning this. And we're talking about the census. She says, I wrote on the head of it when I first read it, read in total. Well, it takes too long. So let's get going here. Is any relationship between the survey and the data being collected for the National Animal Identification System, NAIS, although USDA personnel won't admit it? NASS, now that's Statistical Service data, is the foundation of the USDA's aggressive pursuit of NAIS, the Animal ID Program, okay? She says, to my great surprise, I myself received the 2006 Agricultural Identification Survey. I say to my great surprise, because I am not and never have been engaged in any type of commercial agriculture whatsoever. I have never before received any type of communication from NASS. The envelope states in very large letters, your response is required by law. The envelope further states that the due date is January the 29th, 2007. As explained below, it's clear that many people receiving this form are not required by law to answer it. The form begins with several general questions, such as, do you own or rent land? Do you grow vegetables? Hey, nursery stock. Do you receive government payments? The questions appear deliberately designed to imply that anyone who would answer yes to among yes is among those required by law to fill out this form. The USDA is casting a very wide net in this particular intrusion into the lives of American citizens because just about everyone who is not homeless owns or rents real estate. Some 75 million people in the United States grow vegetables. Some 60 million people receive government payments. And she's getting this information from the 2007 Statistical Abstract of the United States. Just to verify her figures here. Then she goes on to say, I called the information number listed on the form and spoke to a woman at the USDA's Helena, Montana call center. According to her, the call center is being swamped with calls from people who live in cities and have nothing to do with agriculture. The she stated that the call center employees really have no idea of why or how all these people have been sent this figure or this census form. The woman explained that, for example, anyone, now get this, because I have several people that have called me and said, hey, I don't have anything to do with agriculture. The woman explained that, for example, anyone who had ever subscribed to a horse magazine might have been included in the database. Then, Mary goes on, she says, how is the USDA getting the subscription list of horse magazines? For that matter, any rural life publication, any breed association, feed store, private or public livestock, or horticultural enterprise whatsoever, giving their members, subscribers, customers list to the government without telling their members, subscribers, or customers. During times when the executive branch of the United States government, we're talking now about Bush and his administration, has secretly gathered the records of most people's incoming and outgoing phone calls, and the president asserts a right to open your mail and my mail without a warrant, this is not a trivial question. The form states, many people who don't consider themselves farmers or ranchers actually meet the definition of a farm or ranch and are important to agriculture. We need your completed form, even though you may not be actively farming, ranching, or conducting any other type of agricultural activity. The first page of the form reinforces the threat of the required by law. Response to this survey is legally required by Title VII, U.S. Code, etc. It suggests that anyone receiving a form has a legal obligation to answer it, even though their enterprise may not meet the definition of a farm. I had further questions about the definition of a farm and possible legal penalties for not responding to this. I ask if my understanding of the definition of a farm as an operation with at least $1,000 in sales from agriculture was correct. She got that from the Census Bureau. Okay, further, having found the penalty listed, and she goes on and gives those figures again, namely that a person who refuses or willfully neglects to answer a question shall be fined not more than $100. Noted that, insofar as the 2006 AIS actually contains 42 separate questions, it could be important to know whether there was a separate $100 fine for each unanswered question, or just a single $100 fine for not answering the entire form. These questions were beyond the purview of the call center, so she made a note to the question, referred them to a member of the NASS professional staff, and promised the NASS staff member would call me with the answers. The next day, I received a call from Jody Sparange, NASS statistician. First, we addressed the question of the farm definition. Mrs. Sparange conceded that someone whose property or operation did not meet the farm definition would have no obligation to answer the form. She also concluded that the basic definition of a farm as an operational with at least 1,000 in agricultural sales was correct, but explained that in addition to the gross sales figure, NASS also assigned certain point values. Now, we'll take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Precious metals jumped higher Tuesday as oil rebounded and the dollar fell. The dollar touched a two-week low versus the euro despite a report showing U.S. index of leading economic indicators rose 0.3% in December. Gold closed in New York up $11.50 to $644.90 an ounce, while silver rose 28 cents to $13.15 an ounce. A declining dollar spurs demand for the metals as an alternative investment. More at SwissAmerica.com.
A major buying opportunity in the biggest gold bull market in history does not come along every day, but it has come along today. Swiss America's 25th anniversary issue of Real Money Perspectives is now in print. The Future of Gold 2007. It will help you understand why 33 experts see four-digit gold ahead and what's the best form of gold to own and how America's dollar illusion must end. Call 800-289-2646 or register online at SwissAmerica.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
When people ask me how they can make a difference, I tell them to join the Paragon Foundation. Here's Executive Director G.B. Oliver.
Paragon Foundation is a foundation that was formed nearly 10 years ago. And as we've talked before, we never had any idea when we put this foundation together that Paragon would grow to the size that it has or have members in all 50 states and become kind of a national organization. But that foundation was created to protect property rights, constitutional rights, and civil rights, and protect those rights from people that that didn't have the ability to protect themselves. We do a lot of educating. We do a lot of passing information on to help people to protect their property. We have done some litigation. But we feel like that where we do the very best job is traveling and speaking and educating people about what they need to do in preparation to protect their property.
Join the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443 or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says he would enjoy the opera much more if there were no singers, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. I was visiting. No, I'm not visiting. I'm talking about an article that Mary Zanoni has written concerning the census form that many, 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 many people, whether they're farmers or agriculturalists or not, are getting in the mail. And she goes on and talks about the point value, and I'm not going to get involved in that because it's confusing. Just the Census Bureau says if a farm sells $1,000 worth of agricultural commodities in a year, you'd be a farmer. So, you know, that makes a farmer about out of anybody that does any trading or buying and selling of agricultural commodities. However, on this point system, as I said, it is confusing because they allow points for horses and cows are different and all that. But anyway, she goes on to say that I'm just going to admit the point system. If you got one, you know whether you're a farmer or not if you sell $1,000 worth of stuff. All right. Anyway, Mrs. Sprague mentioned that source of the NASS mailing list are confidential. I noted the call center woman's reference to a subscription to a horse magazine and asked for some other possible sources. She said the growers' association, such as the Wheat Growers Association, Barley Growers Association, were examples of sources. I asked for more examples, but she was reluctant to give any, claiming that that is confidential. The NESS, now again, that's a statistical service, moral code permits forking over your data to states that are in hot pursuit of the NAIS premise registration quotas imposed as a condition for states' continued receipt of federal NAIS grant money. She assured me that a farmer's failure to answer any or all of the 42 total questions on the form would only result in a single $100 fine. She also said that the fine is rarely enforced, and that if any producer chooses not to report, no one is going to seek them out. Want to bet? Anyway, then Mary goes on. She says, I asked if there were any relationships between NASS, that's the Statistical Service, and the NAIS, that's Animal Identification Program, and she said absolutely none. I asked her if any other agency, state or federal, would ever be allowed to use NASS's database to solicit premise IDs for NAIS, and she said absolutely not. Several weeks ago, Missouri anti-NAIS activist Doreen Haynes sent a series of questions. She has this in her paper. Sent a series of questions about Missouri's solicitation of NAIS premise ID to Steve Goff. He's a doctor of veterinary medicine, the animal ID administrator of the Missouri Department of Agriculture. Dr. Goff provided written answers on December the 20th, 2006, when asked where the MDA had obtained addresses for its solicitation of NAIS premises. Dr. Goff stated the mailing was done through a contract with the USDA's National Agricultural Statistician. Then, Mary, this is the way she concludes her article. She says, I won't answer my 2006 Animal Information Survey. Instead, I will send a copy of this article to my congressman and to my two United States senators. I will ask them to have the House and Senate Agriculture Committees investigate the rampant and shameful abuses of federal law and common morality inherent in NASS's compilation of its mailing list, and the use of those lists to promote the National Animal Identification System. Why will I do this? Because I don't live by the USDA's false code of ethics. I answer to a higher authority. So there you have it. Now, whether those people are going to stay hitched on what they've said or not, I don't know. Goff would almost have to, because he's written that in a letter to Doreen Haynes. But what about these other people she's talking to on the telephone? You know, they come and go. They may or they may not. Now, in Idaho, and we've talked about this before, but let me bring you up to date what they did in Idaho. In Idaho, they have a pretty good brand law. Now, I've never read the brand law, and I've really never talked to any ranchers in Idaho. But I would assume that it's a brand law similar to what they have in South Dakota and Colorado. Colorado has the best brand law, I guess, in the world. But anyhow, they have a brand law in Idaho. And you have to re-up on it. You have to renew it ever so often. We have a brand law in Missouri. I think we renew it every 5 years. And there's a reason for that. Because if it's in the brand book and you're not branding cattle, you know, people get out of the business, and many, many of them get out of the business. Or for some reason, they no longer have livestock. You don't need the brand. Well, if you don't renew it, then it's off the books. So, but, you know, if you kept them all on there, you'd have a book look like the, from all over the years, you'd have a book as big as an encyclopedia. Well, anyway, they had to renew their brand, renew their brand with the state of Idaho. And when they did, they got back Department of Agriculture letter from Idaho with a 15-digit identification number saying that their premises had now been registered with the National Animal Identification System. John Chatburn is deputy administrator of the Division of Animal Identification for the Idaho Department of Agriculture.
He says that the state of Idaho no longer registers ranchers into the NAIS without the owner's knowledge. He admitted that early on, a former state veterinarian, one that is no longer there, had signed up people without their knowledge, but that the veterinarian was no longer employed by the state and that the practice had ended. Okay, now, how do you get your name off of there, Well, they contacted the Department of Agriculture to asked to have their premises removed from the registration. She was told that it was impossible to remove a premise once it was registered. The USDA's number allocation system has no provision for removing a premise once it has been registered, even if the ranch or the farm is sold to a developer and the land is converted to hotels and apartment buildings. The land still carries a premise identification number assigned by the National Animal Identification System. Now, the USDA is saying that they have some 349,000 premises registered at this time. No one can say how many of those registrations occurred without the owner's knowledge. There's no legislation pending in Idaho. The program there is purely administrative at the behest of the USDA, which has given the state more than $1 million. So Idaho has gotten more than $1 million, just like Missouri has. Texas has gotten more like $2 million. They're buying and selling these politicians in order to get as many premises registered as possible. Anyway, the people that had gotten their premise ID because they signed up to renew their brand are still wondering how they got registered for NAIS when they thought they were simply renewing their brand. They oppose NAIS. They're working every day to get free of the unintended registration and to warn all of their friends and neighbors to beware of anything received in the mail from the USDA or the State Department of Agriculture. Now, somewhere here, I have an interesting story, if I can find it, and I'm not sure that I can find it. Let me see. I believe I have it. Okay. Yes. Okay. Yes, I do. The Wisconsin legislature passed a law mandating premise data by November the 1st, 2005. Compare this to the states of Alabama and North Dakota, where you are linked on the web only to a premise identification form with no additional explanations. Knight said about 343, and Knight is the man in Washington, D.C., working with American Farm Bureau Federation President Bob Stallman. Okay? Again, I cannot understand how the American Farm Bureau Federation wants to treat their customers like this. But anyway, out of the 343,000 livestock premises registered already nationwide now, they say that's about 25%. You know, these are figures that they're just spitting out at us. We don't know whether they're right or not. Have no idea. Anyway, last week, USDA awarded up to $400,000 to the National Pork Producers Council to have 100% of the swine producers registered by December the 31st, 2007. You see, they're just giving this money away like it's, like it's candy on Halloween night. Now, let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number, 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Mm.
Many of us have unhealthy habits that we've accumulated over the years. Often our bodies are crying out for the nutritional building blocks we require to stay young and strong, but we simply ignore the signs. EnerHealth Botanicals, home of EnerFood, the revolutionary energy drink, and NutriCafe, the healthier coffee, offers natural and organic whole food supplements that are keys to optimum health. Our EnerFood formula delivers increased energy, incredible nutrition, and consistent use will support your immune system, greatly benefiting your health. EnerHealth uses as many organic, wild-crafted whole foods and herbs as possible. Wholesome nutrition and a healthy immune system make a huge difference in your lifestyle. Heal yourself through whole foods and herbal nutrition. Visit EnerHealth at EnerFood.com. That's EnerFood.com. Or call 866-762-9238. EnerHealth is your one-stop source for energy, nutrition, and health. Look for daily specials.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com. Or call 702-953-0267.
Okay, now going into the commercial break, I just made the comment that here the federal government is throwing money out to the states and to the farm organizations, like you give candy to little kids on Halloween night. The National Pork Producers Council got another $400,000 to have 100% of the swine producers registered by December the 1st, 2007. The plan is to, and here's what they're going to do with that $400,000. It's all graft, people. They're going to get more politicians in here. The plan is to hire regional swine identification coordinators who will work with state pork producers associations and state identification coordinators. How many people do you think they've got out running around doing all of this? To encourage producers in each state to register their premises. Okay, now here is the kicker. I like this one. Colin Peterson, I don't know him, but he is the House Agriculture Committee chairman, and he's convinced that a mandatory approach is the only way to go. You got that? He said, we've spent close to $100 million and we don't have a hell of a lot to show for it. Now, what do you think they're going to do?
The government says, oh, it's not going to be mandatory, not at the federal level, but they're spending millions and millions and jillions of dollars out here in the states
trying to buy people to sign up folks to register their premises. So anyhow,
there you have it. That's about all I know as of today on the National Animal ID and the census. Now, we've had a couple of callers said, you know, I got to do this by the 29th. I don't know what to do. Do whatever you're going to do. It's up to you. I can't give legal advice. I'm not about to do that. I've told you the story. So there. Okay. Let's go to Dick in New Hampshire. Hi, Dick. You are on the air.
Good morning, Derry. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
All right. One point I want to make real quick is that way everybody will understand what's going on. All right. Whenever a government document, you know, comes to your mailbox, the first thing you should look to see if you have to fill it out, it has to say mandatory. Not required by law, Derry. It has to say mandatory.
Really?
Yes.
Where do you? I'm questioning you. Where do you get that information?
You can get that right in Title 44. Title 44, and I believe it starts at 1250.
Title 44.
Yeah, I believe it starts at Section 1250. I mean, hold me to the fire on that because I'm. But it's there, and it also states because it talks about OMB numbers. All right. And any document that you have to respond to has to have an OMB number, Derry. And it has to be in the upper right-hand corner of the paperwork that they send you. And under the OMB number, there has to be an expiration date for
okay,
that
OMB
number.
Okay, hang on. I hear music. Let's take a break. Stay with me. We have a few minutes left after the commercial. I want to hear more about this. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for Adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special cow-calf pair and bred heifer sale this coming Saturday, January the 27th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Wendell's expecting 800 head of cows and cow-calf pairs. Early consigners include Tim Vancraw. He has 35 head of fancy black and black baldy, 4 to 6-year-olds bred to Angus bulls. They'll start calving in February. Luke Rush will be in with 50 black and black baldies. They, too, will be February calvers. Here's 20 head string of Charley cows. They're bred to Angus bulls, consigned by Waldeer Farms. And Hudson Farms have 15 Charleys. They have calves by their sides, and they'll be selling Saturday along with 25 black baldy, good young cows with babies. Now, Steve Jordan will be selling 18 fancy Charley, very gentle heifers, bred to light birth weight Charley bulls. 800 head will be selling this coming Saturday, January the 27th. That's this Saturday at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
And we have returned. We're in the home stretch here. Dick from New Hampshire, are you still with me?
Oh, yes, I'm still here.
Okay,
Derry.
Now you said that if you get anything in the mail like that, and it says required by law, that it's not required by law if it does not say mandatory, right?
Yeah, it has to be mandatory. And the reason it has to say mandatory is because there has to be a proper and correct OMB number.
All right, what does OMB mean?
Office of Management and Budget. That's
Sure.
Before any government agency can send you anything, willy-nilly, because if they didn't have an OMB number, that means we'd be getting something from the Department of Energy, Department of Education. We'd be getting letters and forms from every alphabet agency that's out there. So to prevent that, there has to be a proper and correct OMB number in the upper right-hand corner. There has to be an expiration date right under it when that OMB number expires. And the other thing, Jerry, is the reason why that woman said that there's probably not going to be any penalties attached to that. If you look at the OMBs, right, it states right in there, if it does not have a proper OMB, there are no penalties that can be accrued.
Really?
Yes. Plain and simple. That's why when I get my census, you know, every 10 years, what I do is in the Constitution, it says numeration. I just put my name down, my wife's name. I put down that there are two of us, and I send it in. That's it. That's all I put. And we had, I believe, the form for the census that we had like 139 questions. That was
right.
A big one.
Uh-huh.
I just put my name, how many people were, and everybody's out there saying, oh, geez, you know, we're going to get a $500 fine. Well, you didn't get anything. The guy came over, right, because they send a guy from the Census Bureau. He came over about 2 months later. Nice guy. Came to my house. He wanted to know all kinds of questions. I told him, nope. I said, we're going to stick by the Constitution. Constitution says numeration, sir. I says, it's me, my wife. I says, you get my right address? The guy says, yeah. I says, okay, just have a nice day. He says, okay, nice talking to you, and he left. That's simple.
Well, see, we're going back to the Constitution again.
Yes.
But let's also realize that our judges today don't read the Constitution. They don't go by the Constitution.
No,
our administrations for the last how many have not believed in the Constitution? So, you know, it's a case of... it's a case of you damn if you do and damn if you don't, right?
No, it's a case you have to know your rights.
All right, but the
people
that you're dealing with...
If you don't rights, you don't have any.
The people that you're dealing with don't know your rights.
Yeah, but you have to remind them of your rights.
All right, as they put handcuffs on you and throw you down on the sidewalk.
Yeah, but not for an OMB number, because it's right there in Title 44. I mean, if there is no OMB number, they can't even give you a penalty
without
filling out the paperwork.
Real quick here, Dick. I had two calls already saying that their NASS form does have an expiration date under an OMB number.
Yeah, but still, it doesn't. It does?
That's what two calls have said this morning, yes.
Well, see, I had never seen that form. That's why I'm just trying to say that. But the only problem is you would have to check out the OMB number, because more than likely it's a fraudulent. Because the government cannot ask you for any information, period. Because the only census, the only information it can ask you is once every 10 years.
Well, and that's according to the Constitution.
According to the Constitution.
But like I said, we know what our constitutional rights are.
Right.
And we have people that are doing time in the penitentiary because they wanted to stand up for their constitutional right. But, hey, I really appreciate your call, Dick.
Okay.
I want to move along very, very quickly because this is kind of interesting. Oh, it's more than kind of interesting. It's almost humorous. But some months ago, we talked about how PETA had killed all these dogs and cats and threw them in a trash bag in a dumpster. Well, this thing has come to court now. And they say that it's taking more time to put together a jury than it would for most murder cases. But anyway, Adria J. Hinkle and Andrew B. Cook, both of whom work from PETA's Norfolk office, are charged with 21 counts each of animal cruelty. So PETA out there killing little putty cats and puppy dogs, and now they're in a whole bunch of trouble. And the time has slipped away. It's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you, while the near far away, may the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men, and may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
About the clouds and we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
Attention, friends.